Blog Talk Radio.
Kobe Paul. Gloria, 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 talking about taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be setting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it, tell it.
talking about, Nadia. Got the hands up, y'all. How's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful Sunday?
Yeah.
They got their hands up, but I'm thinking they got their hands up, not praising the Lord, but in a spirit of surrender. What you think? Is it a spirit or is it real? Is it real? It's a natural thing. That's what I'm thinking. Hey, this is Angela Zoe Pope right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with your host, Mr. Derek Tuggle, Dr. Philip in the house, Mr. Evangelist Tupper Cole.
What's going on?
How's everybody doing?
What's going on, everybody? You're right,
yeah,
Glorious. I got my hands up and surrender. Don't shoot. My hands up.
I got my hands up. I got them up. I need some money. Guess what I need them up?
They
up. Put some money here,
buddy.
No, you, Sister Peppercorn, you put your hands down. I
smell
something.
Put them down.
Got
our hands up with some money.
I need some fun. Y'all need some fun. That's the only way they up. But, you know, they can come down now. They can come down. Y'all don't come down right now. Y'all don't come down.
Well, praise God.
Right,
I just
I'm going to resist that, Sister Peppercorn. I really am. It's working on me right now. I just want to know where your hands up at.
Sister,
what's going on?
Don't worry about where my hands up at. You got to told you where they at. You got
it's
some funds.
Beautiful.
If you ain't got no funds, then you don't need to know where they at. If you ain't got no funds.
Oh, I'm only human now. I am in my office, and my wife is in here with me, and she's just loving all up on me.
I hope she. I hope she in commune. She done commune before she got on. Hope her head drenched in all. I praise the Lord. Amen. That's so nice.
Anyway, she's been nice to me all day. She didn't raise a voice at me today. I feel strange.
Boy, that's so wonderful because it's Father's Day. So we are celebrating today, Father's Day. I didn't put it in on the notes or anything because we know today is Father's Day. And we say happy Father's Day to all of the dependable, strong, healthy fathers taking care of their own and their responsibility, doing what they're supposed to do as a father and a husband, and Isaiah goes on and on and on. Y'all know what you're supposed to be doing. So all of those fathers that's out there today, praise be to God. And God will continue to bless you. And we pray that God continue to bless you to be wise in your doings with your family and your children. In Jesus' name. That's a good one. I tell you. Woo.
Amen.
And you know what Evangelist Glory Pope? We also want to thank God for the fathers who were just seed donors because we got here. My daddy was a seed donor, but I got here. So I want to thank God just for that.
I was
a seed donor.
Probably half the people probably listening were seed donors.
Just
I tell you,
donor.
You know, it's a lot of missing. Look. It's a lot of missing plants around here.
You say what?
Well, just dropped off a few seeds.
Bishop, can I tag on to that? I'd like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers and all the angry mothers out there.
They angry because they end up being mother and father. That's what they're trying to say.
They want to steal the day too, or whatever.
Where mothers would get, you know, big ups for Father's Day, the mothers that were mother and father. And my husband said, "No, they can't take that position. Don't even start it."
That's right.
Look, I'm gonna leave that alone. I could go deeper in that, but I'm gonna leave that down.
Praise God. Well, we're gonna pray before we get crunk. I tell you, we already crunk. But Bishop Reverend Pastor Dukes, could you run us run it for us?
Here we go. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you right now in Jesus' name for your many, many, many blessings and many, many benefits as this broadcast go forward, God. God, help us to continue touching hearts and minds as we give sound words of encouragement, God, as we give humor to this thing, and as we give information that sometimes they may not get in other places. God, we just want to thank you right now as we go forward for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. Praise
amen.
Be to God. Well, I tell y'all, y'all know this is a celebration day for the fathers. We're going to play a little something, something. But I'm telling y'all right now, we're coming back here with the gospel news with Mr. Derek Tugger. Hope he got something.
That's right.
Oh, we got some good
always
news. I want to fool in here today. I need to hear some news. I need to know what's going on in the world, in the gospel world. You got some gospel news, Minister?
I got news. I got news, woman. It's news.
All right.
News. News.
Celebrate. Marcus Cole.
Here we go. Let's celebrate.
Give him glory, give him honor.
Oh,
we are his.
celebrate. Once again, I'd like to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Last time we spoke, well, last time I was on the air, we spoke about the incidents and riots and protests as a result of the killing of George Floyd. Since then, we've had another killing of an unarmed black man in Atlanta by the name of Rashad Floyd. Quite sure most of y'all have heard it by now. He was fell asleep drunk in the drive-thru of a Wendy's, and the police was called. They had made him pull over into a parking spot. They got him out of the car. They gave him the breathalyzer. He was slightly over the legal limit. They attempted to detain him, and it went bad. He took the taser from the police officer. He took off running, turned to fire the taser at the police officer, and they shot him in the back twice. Since then, both officers have been charged with murder. The officer that fired the gunshots was brought up on 11 charges. The other officer, his partner, was brought up on 3 charges and then turned state's evidence, turned state's witness against him. So now he's testifying against the firing, that officer that fired the shots. Also, to save his own tail. As a result, again, we had violence in the streets of Atlanta. The Wendy's, where the incident happened, was burned down. The gas station next door to it was vandalized. The gas station across the street was looted, and the auto parts store next door to it was vandalized also. My question is for you all, and it's a rhetorical question. Where do we go from here? Because nobody knows the answers. Everybody got their own idea of what they think ought to happen, but where do we go from here?
Back to the sofa.
Back to the sofa. Well,
don't start.
Not back to the sofa. No. 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 No.
Because, and I say that because we can go back and forth all day about who was right and who was wrong, and
right.
I can give my take on what should have happened, because my take is, from what I know about the law, the guy died, but he should not have died. He should not have been shot.
Right.
They had the right to shoot him, but in that case, that man should not have lost his life that night, because there was several other different ways that could have been handled.
That's right.
And he not lose his life.
Right. And
so,
he doesn't have a dead suffer when he's shooting.
But and I do understand how our people are. They don't want to get into the legal part
right.
of it, the moral part of it. All they know is another black man has been killed.
He's down, right.
Right. And there's about 4 or 5 things that need to happen.
Okay, go ahead, Bishop. I'm listening.
Well, first of all, I believe in telling all young black men, do not provoke or resist the police. If I got a white Imani suit on, with them white gators I got, and they say, get down on the ground. I'm going to get down
on
the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now I understand this man. He think he's drunk. He's thinking, okay, they might kill me. All kind of crazy stuff because he's inebriated. Okay.
Right.
But don't fight the police. Do not resist the police. And some of our young black men think that's copping out. Well, I ain't got to go. No. You got to live, Negro.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
that's
nobody
right.
more arrogant than I used to be. But as I got older, mm-hmm. I got some wisdom. Okay?
Because at the end of the day, we want you to come home.
That's right.
Basically.
That's something we need to tell. We need to tell our young black men, cut that foolishness out. Just go along with it for a minute. It can be rectified. The second thing that needs to happen, or what's already is happening, this legislation, when police officers go too far, you know, with their training. You don't have to shoot the kid.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Like that. You don't have to shoot the kid,
right.
Okay? Like that. Okay?
No training. No half training.
Right. That's right. That, you don't have to do that. But you got to remember this now. Let me be black for a minute. We black people, black culturally, have not done in 50 years what we were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
We
what
have
that?
Not done it. We need to own that. When Pastor King died, was murdered, those mm-hmm. black leaders didn't keep pushing and teaching against white supremacy and niggerization. They didn't do that. They got in some places. They got in. It was, okay, you got 400 years of lying on black men, talking about they violent, they this, they that, and the other. And you think as soon as you got a few civil rights, you got a few places, and a few black people in high places got what they wanted. Oh, that just white
washed
you
made away. It.
Not in the Sam Hill, no. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to own that, y'all. We got to own one. There's about three or four things we got, but we got to own that. And we got to pick up teaching about how you lied and how you set this thing in society against black men being violent. We got to
right.
teach against that, but we don't do that. We don't do that.
Well, what I was saying about the whole situation was I think it could have been stopped way before it got to the point where he had the taser. Because the first officer and him were talking, you know,
calm. Oh, nice.
And he said, well, my sister's just stay right there across. You know, he pointed across over there. He said, I can walk over there. That's where it should have ended. Let the man walk.
Yeah,
well, you can't drive your car. We're going to have to tow your car because we cannot allow you to get back in your car because you seem to be a little intoxicated. So go ahead and walk across the street over there to your sister's house. No.
Better yet.
Well, we got to take you under. We got to put you under arrest.
No, better yet.
What?
Better yet, just say, hey, you know, look, you drunk. You know, what you say? You drunk? Here, call your sister. Tell your sister to come get you.
Call your sister.
You know.
But he said he could walk. He said, I could walk right now. It's just right across the street, yeah.
Well, see, now, here's the deal with that. You have the legality of it, and then you have the morality of it. So, you know, people get those intertwined. Legally, yes, he could have locked him up. But at the same time, and they teach them that, they taught us that in security, and they teach them the same thing at force. Sometimes
that's
you just got to pick your battles. And that was a situation where, and you know, myself, I would have said, hey, call your sister, tell them to come get you. And let's look at it from a broader spectrum. If he ran, where was he going to go? You got his car. You know what I'm saying? You got his car, you got his tag. You ran
the
tag when you pulled up.
He took the taser. See, the taser was blew their mind. Oh,
I was getting ready to. I was, you beat
that's
me
right.
to the punch. I was getting ready to go there.
That's
I said,
right.
really, what
mm-hmm.
it seems like from looking at that video, ego kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
This
that's
guy
right.
done just, you know, done just whooped both of y'all out here on this concrete in front of all these people, and you got mad.
Oh golly, I almost said it.
I told you better than that.
You know,
is
it thing called implicit bias? Come on, Sister Popcorn, let me say it, please. Let me say it. Can I say it, Sister Popcorn?
I never dog dare you. Go ahead.
I got your back. Nigga got me. This nigga got me. He got me. And he mad. And he done stopped. Implicit bias in America is real.
You listen to Pepper Card and we on the air. Everybody on the air.
So now it comes out a few days later that after they shot him, they kicked him a few times and stood on him and high-fived each other and said, "We got him."
Well, I thought they I figured they were just kicking him to see if he was dead or alive. So maybe they just.
Well, I mean,
you know, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
But yeah. To a degree, they have to render first aid.
I believe that Brooks got upset. I believe he got really frightened that he was gonna die, because for him being asleep in his car and they want to put him under arrest kind of spooked him.
And,
you know what I'm saying? It spooked him really bad. And when they start talking about locking him up, putting some handcuffs, he don't know if he's going to ever make it to the police department or the police station because they were so rough with it and they decided to just lock him up for just sleeping in his car. So,
if you look at it, the whole thing was calm and cool. It didn't turn bad until he snatched away to try to run.
That's right. But
if you look at the whole thing, it was a calm, cool conversation.
Three in time.
So as soon as they turned him around to take him in, to handcuff him, that's when he took off. So
it's a,
it's a couple of different ways you can go about that. But like I said, most of us don't really want to hear that. All we know is that you shot another unarmed.
That's right. And it's another
synopsis of all of this is where do us as black people go from here?
But,
that's cool. But one more thing I want to say in that, there's another pattern working here. When if he was a white man, and his house was across the street, they would have said, "Look here, Bubba, walk on across the street, Ray Ray, go on home, boy." But the social bias tells us through the studies at Cornell and other different universities and other different think tank institutions, a black man is 7 to 8 times to be more arrested and incarcerated than other cultures. That is proven. That's in their mind. Okay, I just can't let him get away. I've got to do something to him. Because he's a black man.
Okay,
So now,
what do you all think about all of the whites that are involved in these protests that are, people are snapping pictures of them starting the fires and starting little things. And like one white guy threw a cup of ice in one of the officer's face. And it's like little agitating that they're doing.
That's right.
Just to create something.
They're agitators.
Right.
They're sin. Pastor King's nonviolent movement, they did the same thing in his nonviolent movement. Now, all of them ain't sent. Now, all of them doing that. We know that. We know that from the Watts riots. But when the white folks in the Watts riots, okay? And when you go back and look at the ones in the 60s, these black folks. But they got certain people, because we have kind of gelled a little bit more. There are some concerned white people that are just as real as we are on this radio program, and they mix in with the others. Their thing is to start trouble because you got these white Klansmen and these neo-Nazis that get involved because they want to start some race riot or the anarchists. What's the name of that group? Antifa. Yeah, Antifa. Antifa. Antifa done infiltrated Black Lives Matter.
I'm really feeling some kind of way because the way even in the atmosphere, especially in downtown Atlanta, if you go down downtown Atlanta, it's a whole different atmosphere that you never ever felt down there before. And the reason why I say that, I went down there to pick my daughter up, and this white guy drives by in this truck. He's real husky, muscular. He had on a hat, but you could tell he didn't have no hair. And the area that he was in, you usually don't see white people in that area. Okay, and so we were questioning each other, and my daughter says, she lives over there, says, why are you over here? Something ain't right. She said, something on the side of his truck, something I hate. She said, but I couldn't read the whole thing. And I said, well, I don't know what it is. I said, well, we're getting from over here. So we left. But when we came back, I dropped her off, and she decided to walk up to the store. When she got to the store up on the corner, it was so many people there. It was like another protest, and they all had guns. Now, they just out there, they all had guns. And she asked what was going on, and they said, well, we looking for this white guy that keeps riding through the city. He's been riding through here all day long, threatening us, hollering out the window. We're going to purge all ends. You know what I'm saying? We getting ready to purge all ends. On the side of his truck, it say, I hate the ends. That's what it said, I hate ends. And I'm going to put the end word out there.
Oh, God.
So,
and I knew it was something because I was like, we look in his face. We could tell the look on his face like he was mad. And I said, nah. And the next morning, we hear that somebody in the truck got shot. Four people got shot. Now, they wouldn't say who in the truck, what kind of truck, or nothing. But they did put it on the news just to throw it out there to say it was on the news. But why not give us the full details? Because I believe if it was all black, there was a black thing going on, everybody, name, picture, and everything would have been up. But
you better,
they didn't give
you
us no
believe
picture.
It.
They didn't
you
give us no truck. They didn't give us no name. They didn't give us anything. But four people had been shot.
But
go ahead, Bishop. Go ahead, Bishop.
Don't y'all laugh at what I'm finna say, okay? Please. I mean this with all my heart. Don't laugh at me, please. Y'all say amen. Say yes.
I hope I don't have to.
Hey, look, I can't promise that.
Okay. why isn't the Christian church down there shifting the atmosphere?
Why isn't any church shifting the atmosphere?
Well, now I was going to save that for next week because it's kind of on the same topic, but kind of not the same topic. But there's a young preacher out of here in Atlanta. He's formed a coalition. I don't know the name of it. Now, I was probably going to give him a call and probably see about getting him on the show. But he's put together a coalition, you know, himself and a bunch of young preachers, and they are getting involved. Even so,
can I back up for a minute? Can we back up for a minute? I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the major.
Because my thing was, I said, now these are some young preachers that's getting ready to come together and see if they can move.
I'm talking
about
the
old
money.
Right.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
The monarchies, the ones that been out here, the mega churches and all that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
Where's all our people?
Thank you, Lord.
Where are they? Because they have more wisdom to know, and they done been through some stuff that they can put some stuff out here in this atmosphere.
And they got
young
money, and they got money, and they got money, and they got money,
and they got influence.
They got money. Why are you saying that?
But money make it happen, and everything else go down the drain. I see.
But
yeah,
I mean,
okay, we're gonna come back to this because I think we got a special guest. But look here, we're gonna come back there. We're gonna play some music because we're gonna have to calm down. Y'all gonna have to calm down. We gotta come down. Best for last. wait, I can't even say this. Best for last, Don Large and I'm Cassidy.
Just want to encourage you. Remind you the best is still yet to come.
I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper, nothing harm you. And although you may think that your time has passed, God's only saving the best for last. Your future greater than your past.
I know the plans that I have for you.
I like it when you say it.
Plans to prosper.
Say it like that.
Nothing harm you.
And although you may think
that your
time has passed,
God's only
saving the best.
My sister, you Rhonda Adams.
I have a word to share with you.
Share it.
Those who feel God has forgotten you. I know you feel your time has passed. God's only saving the best for last, and your future greater than your past. I can hear you saying that life won't give you a break.
Give you a break.
If I couldn't have played that song right there, right now, y'all might have heard me. Cause y'all were coming on. Like,
what they say? It soothes a savage beast. That's the point.
I just want to put that out there. That music is a reviver. A revival of the soul and spirit.
That's right.
I tell you.
Put on the garment.
That's why I love it. That's right. That's why I love it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. But check this out. We've been talking about incidences that has happened over the Atlanta, in Atlanta here lately, and over the United States, because the whole world is protesting against different people that have been shot down in their youth, and we almost worried because we're just tired. And the younger people are taking the forefront, and they're pushing this thing through, and we want to know where were the older people. But that's all right. Hold up. We got a guest that's on today, and then we know him. He's been on here before. It's Spencer 2020, and we want him to come on because he's coming out of Iowa. And I can't, I'm going to let him know. I don't remember all his call letters, but I think it's W.
Ara.
Wait.
Give him the most of my world. Beautiful poor White House. Unless the White House is like.
Best 2020. Is he in the house?
Who's that?
Is this Spencer?
That's right, DJ Suspense all day long, blow. Woo!
I've been calling. We got you on the air. All right. I'm messing up your name, and I'm messing up the call letters of your station. So I need you to tell the people. Wait. I said,
Ara.
Y'all know she got
Minister Derek. Minister Derek, no, I, you got your hands full. Let me say this to you first of all, to Globy and to Minister Derek. I thank you guys so much for not only
the
here
too. It's three of us. Well, four of us.
And the bishop.
Oh, you better get right.
And the bishop, you know, first of all, I thank all three of you guys for just having this forum available. It can be used as a prime vehicle for people to grow spiritually, and it's such a beautiful thing you guys got going, and you guys are coming in clear. I mean, I'm feeling you guys clear. Not only that, but I'm feeling the quintessential side of this. First of all, just thank you for having me on the program. Let me do that and get that to the side. The topic that you guys are talking about, man, I don't know if you guys feel it or not. You know, I personally feel like this, Evangelist Globy and Minister Derek and to the bishop there on your panel, you guys are talking about an open debate that a lot of people are concerned about, mainly in African American communities. And one of the things that have galvanized me right now is that, you know what? It was a song back in the day that was called "Endangered Species." Remember that?
It
was before your time. You gotta be kidding me! I was that before your time. You did not say that. Are you serious?
Medication just ain't kicking in, dog. Yeah, medication ain't kicking in. Jesus.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It was not a song nobody has ever heard. It is called Endangered Species. And the song, the lyrics of everything, I forget what group made the song, but anyway, for those listeners out there that know that, you guys would quite obviously be more prolific with that than I am. But I just say this to you guys in the panel. Let me stay focused on my end as far as what I want to discuss real quick. I tell you, right now, when you deal with the police end of it, as far as the policing and the things that are happening to African Americans every day, and it's not like it's slowed down. You would think with the death of George Floyd that things would actually calm down a little bit, that maybe people would, that the officers would be more circumspect. You would think that they would calm everything down. It's gotten far worse than anything else. And I say it's two sides of America right now. It's the divided states of America, then it's the United States of America. We are part of the divided end of it. Would anyone on the panel exceed with that assessment? We are part of the divided end more so than the united end.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I tell you, I tell you what has bromantically inundated me with this thought, with this celebration. The thought of thinking that when you walk out of your house, every day I walk out of my house, every day I walk out, I've got to pray to return.
Yes, to return. That's right.
We don't know. Isn't that something that you have to have your belongings in order in case you have a funeral? If you don't make it back, that all the things have to be set up, like life insurance policies,
that's right.
On the edge. And you got to put your clothes on. You almost got to get your, as an African-American man, I got to get my funeral suit already out for myself because I don't want them putting me in nothing plaid. I don't want to put me. I don't want to put me in no bell bottoms.
Ain't
that something? No, really.
Honestly,
with everybody else outside of that ethnicity, can walk out knowing that they will return. You know what, Aglobi, Minister Derek, and the bishop, guess what I saw the other day, guys? Guess what I saw the other day? This was crazy. This dude posted something on Facebook. He laid down on the ground and played like he was dead. So when he saw the police officer, the officers drive by, he laid down and played like he was dead already.
So they won't shoot him. I'm already dead.
They won't kill him. He laid down and played dead. I said, man, don't do that. He laid down and played. When he saw the police officer, he laid down and played dead.
He just said, man, I'm trying to make it home.
Y'all can't kill me. I'm dead.
Y'all can't kill me. He already laid down and played dead. But my point is, and I'll wrap it like this, wrap it up like this, because I've been known to be a conversational kidnapper.
Don't we know it? Don't we know it, Jesus?
And you already know. Stop, go. Well, I tell y'all this. I'm so glad you guys have the production going with the radio station. You're reaching out to people, and hopefully all of the listening audience out there, when you hear Minister Derek and hear Evangelist Gloria Pope, when you hear the bishop on this radio broadcast, when you hear what they're doing through the gospel ministry, May you not only be galvanized, may it, next time you tune in, have somebody else tune in with you to this plethora of knowledge, this abundance within the mindset. You only can grow as far as the people you meet. The only thing that's going to change you are the places you go, the books you read, the things you do.
That's right.
The only thing that's going to change you are those things. That's the only thing that's going to change you. I'm urging this, and I'm almost done, you guys. I have to say this. I have a poem that I wrote when I was 18 years old. And this is a poem. Check this out. Attention all cars. A, Adams Sector. B, Boy Sector. C, Charles Sector. D, Davis Sector. Be on the lookout for a black male. Just robbed a bank. Just molested a child. Just committed adultery. Just committed arson. Just committed grand arson. Be aware and be in full effect. He's extremely dangerous. He's armed. Pay attention. He's dangerous. You know why? He just escaped his mother's womb.
Wow.
I caught that. You're gonna have to help me out. Don't go over no more, but explain what you just said, Bishop. Get up, y'all. Somebody help me. You just escaped your mother's womb, so you did all this in the womb. That was your dream, right?
That's what I said.
It'll hit you at the red. It'll hit you at the red light tomorrow. I call it.
Oh.
He checked his mother's womb.
You know what? And you know what? Thank you for that information. And I'll get when you get off the air, Mr. 2020.
DJ Suspense, yeah, 2020, y'all.
That's it, 2020. Listen, we I want to talk to Miss D in private. Can I talk to you in private, Miss D? I want to talk to you in private. We got to talk today, not tomorrow. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, oh, y'all, one last salute out. One last salute, y'all. I got to give love to my one and only, my brother, Paul. Give love to
amen.
Her, and that's my
amen.
Big brother. King y'all take
Paul.
Care, man. Thank you for having me on
okay,
the program.
Okay, thank you so much for being on the broadcast. Thank you so much.
Hey,
we'll
much
be
love to y'all.
From
God bless
you.
God
right.
bless you. I appreciate y'all. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Stay up.
Peace. You too. We're looking to hear
all
more
right.
from you too, man.
All right now.
We're looking to hear more from you. Yeah.
Okay.
Most certainly.
That poem, I like that. That
you understood it? I understood it, but Sister Vanessa didn't understand it.
I understand
it. The young man gone. He gone, right? I got something for you. Mm-hmm. Miss D.
It's a type of poem, D. Night.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be at the red light, but I'm going to be armed. So can you meet me at the corner?
Well,
East West Connector. In Powder Springs Road.
East what? What?
About 2 p.m. tomorrow at the red light.
Look, I got something to do that day.
What are you inferring, Mr. Peppercorn? What are you inferring?
What'd you say? Were you talking to me?
I said, what are you inferring?
No, he know. That's why he told me he got something to do. He know exactly what we need to know on that area for. Because it's really close to the sheriff's department. Not too close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so go ahead on. He's asking me.
Yeah, listen. Y'all got jokes today. I'm telling you, this is one of what, you know, those laid back days where you just run your mouth. Mm-hmm. They ain't flavor too soft.
Yeah.
Oh. But we enjoyed ourselves, and I hope that the listeners enjoyed it also. A little educational, in a way, even though that they're playing the same broadcast all day long, so you can keep looking at it and keep looking at it. Maybe you'll catch something that they didn't see. But I think we've seen it all. And to answer the question, where do we go from here? What do we do at this point? When you don't know what to do, what you do. What do you do? Can you answer that? Excuse
me? Pray.
Yeah, you pray.
The hour.
That's all we know how to do. That's all we really know how to do is to leave it in someone's hands to have the power to make things move. And that's our God. Because And you also pray for wisdom so that he will give us wisdom as to know what to do. We don't know what to do in this earth because right now everybody
right.
stands still. Even though they're protesting, they're just protesting. They're sitting on the side of the road. They're conversating against with one another. They're gossiping. They're standing around. They got the signs in their hand. Now some of the signs are almost on the ground, and some of them holding them sideways, and everybody got tired, and they're just running them out.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the accomplishment at?
That's right.
What did we accomplish?
Where's the prophetic vision?
And some people say, well, at least we're doing something. They say, well, at least we're doing something. Or what is the something that you're doing?
That can be dangerous. Something. Just something. But still, like you said, we are got to have a forefront, a strong movement to teach against white supremacy and bigotry. See, folk don't want to talk about that because you're going to upset your average white folk that may be supporting you. Because
we don't care about all of that. We don't care. We've gotten past that point.
I'm talking about on a national level. No, we're not there. But on a national level, that's the issue. We've got to teach against white supremacy and bigotry. That's what the country found on. So when you do that, you're going to disturb. I don't want to call no names. I don't call no names. But you're
going to disturb your conservative white. If nothing is going forward, action, you can know about something all day long, but if you don't fight it,
act on it.
And you knowing about it don't make no sense.
That's right. I'm going to start back.
You're not applying Monday.
Hey, I got a question for
y'all. Well, I talked to a young man that told me, he said, this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. He said, when they take one of ours, we take one of theirs. And I said, that's not right. That's not righteous.
Mm-mm.
I said, who told you to do that? Where is that in the Word?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't in the Word right now. We out here on the street. That's what he said.
We shall not be violent with those that are violent with us. We shall not be violent with those that are violent with us.
Right. So we're going to come back with this next week. And y'all know we're going to have to stay on this for a while because the coronavirus is here for a while. Period.
We need answers.
Well, now, listen,
and
I have
people
a cure
are
for
dropping
the coronavirus.
Like flies. They keep coming with new increases in numbers every day.
I have a cure for the coronavirus. It just came to me while Sister Peppercorn was talking.
Well, we can't do it. We out of here. We out of here right now. We thank everybody for coming on. We'll see you next week. We got this going to be on this back
Amen.
On the same platform right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. See you right back here. We love you. Thank you for listening.
We out.
Yeah.
Glorious,
glorious
gospel
vibes. Glorious, glorious gospel vibes. Glorious, glorious gospel vibes. Glorious, glorious gospel vibes. Glorious, glorious gospel vibes. Glorious, glorious
truth is in our mouth, but we're talking about taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone, and you know we're not wrong. We're gonna change our tone, we're gonna tell it, tell it, tell it.